Great. Well, I'll just begin by saying thank you to everybody that's standing behind me for the work that they do to make sure that we keep our veterans safe and secure and that they get the health care that they need here in Quincy. I'm at the Hammond facility now, but we were just at the veterans home. And frankly, I'm very impressed with what's going on, both on the campus serving our veterans and also the way that the transition is taking place, beginning to move veterans here to the Hammond facility and then getting ready for the construction that we're going to get to very shortly. And we're trying to expedite that. And that's one of the reasons for my visit. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
What did you learn on your visit today?
Well, I got to meet a number of the veterans, and I was glad to meet them and their families and to hear how great the service has been for them, the health care that they're getting. And I also learned that there is a great site that's been planned out for our new veterans home that's going to be built. There are going to be several efforts to consolidate buildings, but also to upgrade and make sure we've got the best facilities possible for them.
How much can we expect for you to be involved in this? Like, are we going to see you more here?
Well, as you may know, I was here a number of times over the last year and a half, even meeting with a number of the people who work at the veterans home, as well as with the mayor and others. So it's very important to me that we pay attention in Springfield to what's going on here in Quincy, and especially for our veterans. But I also want to say that my goal is to grow the economy here in Quincy. And I have met with a number of people about economic development opportunities here, about infrastructure projects that we should be putting our money into. But let's be clear, these veterans are first and foremost in all of our minds. And in terms of infrastructure, there's probably nothing more important than making sure that they get into a new facility as expeditiously as possible.
$53 million in this past budget. Has there been any coordination yet with the feds on when their match is going to come in?
I met with federal elected officials in Washington, Republicans and Democrats, very recently. We talked about the Quincy Veterans Home. I've been very focused on making sure that we get that federal match. We can't do this without the feds. They're very willing to be involved. And one of the reasons that I've gone to meet with the various secretaries of departments of the federal government has been to make sure that we bring as many federal dollars to the state of Illinois as we deserve and as we can get. So I'm very confident that we'll be able to get what we need to serve these veterans properly.
With Legionella found in Manteno, is anything being done there that hasn't been done in Quincy? Is there going to be a new kind of standardized work that might happen at LaSalle and Anna as well?
Well, we're beginning with a task force that's been put together with our senior-most people, both in public health and veterans affairs, also bringing experts from outside of our government to make sure that we're taking a look, examining all of the health problems that may occur at any of our facilities and that we're addressing them properly. And they'll be issuing a report as soon as they can get through all of the data and meet several times, and they're touring the facilities too.
As far as the longer-term plans here, when are we going to be seeing more legislation to appropriate more funds, and kind of what's the long-term game plan here at the Vets Home?
So we were just having that conversation, actually, about, you know, one of the things that we've got to do is make sure that we've got a solid plan for exactly what the cost will be. We're going to make sure that there's an appropriation at the state level for 35% of that cost, which is what the state's responsibility is. And then the feds will match that with 65% of the funding. And again, when I was in Washington just less than 2 weeks ago, I had that conversation with some of our most senior federal elected officials.
What do you think we'll be seeing some of the legislation here in Illinois?
Shortly. There's no doubt. I was just talking with our new director of Veterans Affairs, Linda Chapalavia, who used to be the chair of the Veterans Affairs Committee in the House. And so we're going to work very hard to make sure that the appropriate committees have reviewed it and that we get those appropriations in place.